رجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا صدق الله العظيم. We thank Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He is bestowing upon us. Alhamdulillah, we know that in our worldly life, as insan and as human beings, we are weak, and from time to time we are faced with difficulties. So sometimes the difficulty is such that we can't handle it ourselves, so we hand it to somebody else. Famous example is that of somebody who has to go to, in a dispute, he has to go to court. So now he doesn't know how to handle the thing in the court, so he hires a lawyer. Right? So the Arabic word for lawyer is wakil. Right? A lawyer also means one who is a representative. It could also mean to an agent. You know, many times you just sort your matter out via an agent. Say, my agent will sort it out. So once the thing is given to the lawyer, for example, when you know that this lawyer has got a track record of never losing a case for the past 50 years, and you go to him and he says, don't worry, I'll sort you out. Big problem you got, I'll sort you out. You come back, you'll sleep properly also, you'll eat nicely, so you won't have no trouble in your life. So that is a wakil. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a wakil. From among the 99 names, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a wakil. And when Allah Ta'ala is a wakil, then it is in a very, very different and a very high, in a very elevated, in a very beautiful context that Allah is al-wakil. And this is now where we must remember that when we are faced with any kind of difficulty, then we go into such a wakil who is Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib, who is the Lord of the heaven, of the earth, of the east and the west. Like we said, that lawyer, he had a track record of 50 years. Allah is Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib, that He is the Lord of the East and the West. Right? La ilaha illa huwa fattaqidhu wakila. So Allah said, make Him as your wakil. We'll explain what is meant by wakil just now. But make Him the one who takes care of your affairs. So in English, the wakil means one who is the disposer of affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disposes of all our affairs. So there's the one ayat of the Quran. Then there are other ayats also where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that Allah is the one who is your creator. And being the creator, خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٍ. He's the knower of everything. He's the creator of everything. So therefore, He knows your matter best and He knows how to take you out of that problem also. So therefore, whenever any difficulty is encountered by us, then we must remember that if you go to any lawyer, nothing wrong. You go to any agent, nothing wrong. But we actually must place our trust upon Allah, Al-Wakil. And from there we get the word Tawakkul. Now the word Tawakkul, with all its derivatives, Wakil and so forth, is 70 times in the Quran. 38 times is the word Tawakkalu. Allah is saying Tawakkalu, place your trust. And others, so all in all, if you find the Quran, it comes 70 times, subhanAllah. So this is supposed to be part of our iman actually. That when we are faced with any difficulty or problem, then my Allah has said, don't worry, I'm here, I'll sort you out. I will sort you out, you have nothing to worry about. But this is linked to the iman of a person. Like the other qualities of Allah also, it will only manifest itself when we are connected to Allah via our iman. Iman is stronger, we'll say, okay, alhamdulillah, I handed the matter over to Allah and now nothing for me to worry about. Iman is weak, then we'll say, yeah, you know, I tried this, Allah will sort me out also. Like a very weak kind of a link and a very weak kind of a reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, not only the problem, only when you've got a problem, we go to Allah ta'ala. In our normal daily affairs also, whatever we're doing, conducting a business, we're going to speak somebody, whatever it is, Allah is my wakil, He'll sort it out. So not only when we have a dispute or a problem, any matter, we say Allah is the wakil, He'll sort it out. So this is something that must be developed in our daily lives at every time and any time. Even if we are doing a menial or a small thing, because we have no guarantee that we'll come out of that problem, we'll reach the end of it. So therefore, we must know in every possible matter that we can think of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And then we must also believe, this is a very important thing, believe that Allah is the disposer of affairs in such a manner that there is no other one, no other being like Him that can sort out our matters. Allah tattakhidhu min duni wakila. 15th part. Allah says, and so that you do not take someone besides me as a wakil. Meaning what? That once we place our trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we must be so satisfied And we must be so reassured that it's sorted out. Allah will sort it out. Now, this does not mean, obviously, that we mustn't take physical measures for whatever it might be. We have to take physical measures also. Because once one sahabi came to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how must I place my reliance upon Allah? Must I tie my camel and then place my reliance on Allah? Or must I leave my camel loose and leave my reliance on Allah? Allah will look after it. So no. The need is that for a person to do whatever is the physically possible means and methods in his control. That's as far as he can go. But he mustn't place his trust on his efforts and on whatever measures he had taken. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Aqilha wa tawakkal, tie the camel and then place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And this is the dunya. This is the dunya that is the place of means where we have to do our things via the means. We know the story of our mother Maryam radiallahu anha. So she was now miraculously going to give birth to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. This was a miraculous birth. There was no way that, you know, any woman who was not touched by a man could give birth. So now the time for her, you know, labor came. So she went to one part of wherever it was in Palestine, as it is. We go there for a ziyarat, they take you to that place. According to them, that is the place. So we go there, she went there. And now she was about to give birth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told her that now you must shake the date trunk, date tree. Now you saw how thick a date tree's trunk is. You go shake it, it's not going to even move one fraction of a millimeter. And Allah ta'ala, he wanted, he could have given her the dates. He said, shake the dates, right? وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءٍ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُتَبًا جَنِيًّا. Then the Rutabs are good. We all take a rutab, we eat now Ramzan. So rutab is very good for women that are now in the final stages of pregnancy. So if Allah wanted, he could have just made the dates fall there. But he wanted to shake the tree, which was, no woman, especially who is pregnant, could have done it. But the lesson there was that you must make that little effort so that you place your trust in Allah, you take the trust of yourself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then give you whatever you want from him. So that is the matter with regard to placing our trust upon Allah. And it's the most foolish thing for anyone to do that, no, I didn't do it, I left it in Allah's hand. Allah don't like that. What Allah loves is when a person is in difficulty, for that person to immediately accept his, you know, helplessness and with a humility turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves it. Allah is waiting for people. Like how we said Allah loves it that a person makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same when a person is now in a state of total helplessness, he can't see a way out. And he is totally, you know, finished now. He can't see. He's desperate. So at that time, Allah loves it that a person inculcates this. My Allah will sort me out. Allah is waiting for people like that. So when a difficulty comes, forget everything else. First, now is my time to make the loss. In the law, yuhibbul mutawakkilin. Allah loves those people who place their trust upon him. So therefore, Allah is waiting for people like that. So do not lose hope immediately with the greatest amount of enthusiasm. Said, my Allah is going to sort me out. And this is a quality that actually develops in a person. Once, twice, thrice, he will see it. After that, he'll know that my Allah is going to be there for me. But obviously, in the earlier stages, sometimes it won't happen. A person will say, I don't know, must I? No. We must have full trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever places his trust, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah is sufficient for him. Now, what more reassurance we need? Again, we give the example. We spoke about a lawyer in the start. That you gave your matter to that lawyer. Don't worry, you matter. You sorted out, man. Here Allah is saying, فَهُوَ حَسْبُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him accomplish his purpose. What more do we want to hear? So we must have this yaqeen. And this is the thing we are supposed to build up in our hearts with regard to our relationship with Allah. And like I said, this has got to do with the strength of our iman. That we are very, very connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. That when a matter comes, say Allah, my, you know, there was that one sticker I used to see on the back of a car. Don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. Yeah. I don't know which was, clientele or somebody. Don't speak to me, speak to Allah ta'ala. Allah will sort me out, inshallah. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the first person to make this dua, so what is the dua? Hasbunallahu, sufficient Allah for me, wa ni'mal wakil, and the best of one who disposes of affairs. Right? And Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first person to read that dua in an individual way. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu Hasbi Allah. So it is said that time now he was thrown into the fire. He was single, there were no Muslims in the area. Ibrahim alayhi salam, everybody going against him. His father, the king, the whole community. And he was tied up and he was going to be thrown in the fire. Now what hope and what chance did Ibrahim alayhi salam actually stand at that time? He said, Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu. And then also at the time it is said, Malaika came to tell him, you got a problem. And when he was being catapulted to the distance, he couldn't go near the fire. When he was on his way to the fire, everything is gone. There's no way he's going to get out of it. So Malaika came and told you want help. He said, Allah knows about me. He said, yes. He said, Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu. Hasbi Allah, alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshi azim. Or Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Whichever way it may be, he was the first person to read this particular dua. So there are lots of other virtues and benefits mentioned with regard to this here. We find the Quran so many times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Sometimes you read in the Quran, every second, third page, Allah is in tawakkal, tawakkal, tawakkal. Allah is giving us this particular lesson that at all times we must turn upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, tawakkal ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Place your trust upon that being who is always alive, who does not die. So one fellow goes to a lawyer. His lawyer says, now, boy, I'm in retirement. I can't say. I can't even remember things. I can't even fight your case. Allah is al-hayy alladhi la yamut. That he is that being that who is ever living. La talaq wa astawfiq ma'am.